Hey guys, welcome back to Just So Random. It's been a long, long time coming. I haven't been on here making a podcast in so long. It's been a long time, y'all. Welcome back. This episode is going to be a tad bit different because I got my twin and him. Go best friend. No new friends. Get rid of them. It's my favorite. One of my favorite girls. It's my daughter. Yay. Give her a hand clap. Clap your fingers. I'm going to clap your fingers. Snap your fingers. Hi, Leo.
Hi, guys. So...
Wait a minute now. You get ready to get into a whole story. How you been doing, girl?
Well, I've been doing good.
Okay.
And a little bit hard today.
And okay, so let's start off with how old you are. What's your favorite food? What's your favorite color?
Well, I would say my favorite food is tacos.
Taco Tuesday.
And my favorite color is orangish, bluish. Yes.
Okay.
So I like any type of orange, like, and that color if it's light or lighter. And blues are just like the ocean stuff. So that's really what I like.
Okay. So what grade are you in?
I'm in third grade. And we usually just do like hard stuff. But
wait a minute. Now you can get into another story. Hold on. We gotta introduce to everybody.
Sorry, it's just
here, scoot a little bit closer. Cause you know the music and stuff is playing in the background. Scoot a little bit closer. Okay. So if y'all do hear anything in the background, it's because we got music playing and stuff in another room. So just, you know, keep that in mind when y'all listen. But anyways, I brought Leia on because she likes to talk just as much as I do. And I feel like that goes like hand in hand when it comes to podcasts. So, I don't need you to hold it. But yeah, I think that goes hand in hand. You got to have two people on here that like to chit chat. They like to get into a little girl talk. You know, we talk about, you know, things at school, maybe a crush that
Mom.
I'm stating general information, that's all. So yeah, so you know, we be chit chatting and stuff like that, and you know, getting down to the nitty gritty of stuff. And yeah, this is a safe space. So we are able to talk about our feelings and talk about emotions and things like that and things that upset us and stuff like that. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it may be some things that, you know, you just feel like you just can't talk to just anybody about, you know?
Yeah, that's how I really feel every time when I feel sad and someone says, "Are you okay?" I'm like, yeah. They be saying, like, "Do you want to talk about it?" And they be saying that, "Do you want to talk about it or not?" And I'm like, sure, maybe later or so. And then later or so, that sometimes people come back and say, "Are you ready to talk about why were you sad?" I'm like, yeah.
So you feel like a little bit better when you give yourself some time versus talking about it like at that very moment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So where should we start? Like, where do we start our chit chat? Should we start with what we did today?
Yes.
Okay, let's start there. Yes. So today we went to church. So how was the church service for you?
Well, it was really emotional, but it was really good at the same time and happy.
Okay.
And so while it was sad and emotional at the same time, like tears of joy and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how I really feel. That's how my family feels and all people feels. But it was a really good time over there. We had a chit chat and stuff. Yeah. Went to Sunday school.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just this church is really, really our home.
Our church home. Yeah. Okay. I mean, church for me today was really good. I feel like, you know, the presence of the Lord was in the room, and you know, I was crying tears of joy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm glad that you're old enough now that you're able to understand when mommy is sad and when mommy is just happy, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know, when you get really, really happy and you just start crying out of nowhere, you're like, I don't know why I'm crying, but I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's kind of like that type of feeling. So, you know, I've explained to you all, you and your sister before, that, you know, when people are in the spirit and the spirit is taking over them and the Holy Ghost is filling them up
exactly.
And stuff, you know, it's tears of joy, and it's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to be concerned about. You know, you just hold on or give them a hug, give whoever it is that's crying a hug, and let them know that, you know, God is good and everything is going to be taken care of, you know? So, yeah. So what else? We went to Sunday school. We had the church service. It was one of my favorite songs. We sang, what was the name of it? What is it? What did they say?
Jesus.
Your name is holy.
Your name is worthy.
Your name is Jesus. And then it was the faster song they did? Not the get up out of the grave.
It's
one.
Just so catchy. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a get up.
What is it? Hallelujah. Dang, it'd be so good in a moment then when you go back and he's alive. I mean, they could have put that part in there to get up.
Yeah, it's just
get up out of your
it's brain. Just, you know, when y'all like listen to a song and y'all just so pumped up about it, you have it stuck in your mind. It's like, oh
yeah.
Exactly. That's how I feel every time when I sing my favorite song.
Hold on, I gotta think of the song now. Your name is holy.
Your name is worthy. Your name is Jesus.
The name, I speak Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, I gotta get that song. I gotta download it. I'ma listen to it like I listened to that one song we was listening to on the way home.
Yeah. And there to the church.
You are a covenant keeping God.
Yeah.
You are a covenant keeping
God. You are a covenant keeping God.
Yahweh, a covenant keeping God. I love that song. Okay. So yeah, we just had a good time in the Lord today, and
yep.
Now we're back at home. It wasn't too hot outside. We live literally like in a desert, so
I'm hot.
It's about 90 degrees. That's
91,
bad.
Yes, so it is. Yeah.
That's not bad at all. So no. It's just, you know, you almost feel like when you're in the moment and you're doing all your praise dancing and stuff,
yes,
like that, when you get home, it feels like you just got done working out.
Exactly. It feels so, like, say like if you just came, well, I just came from church,
yeah.
And I feel so good.
Yeah, you feel
with
so
the Holy Ghost
up.
Was
yeah.
Crossing me, and then all the other people, I just feel so good.
Yeah.
And just, like, dance and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just cry of joy. It's like,
it's just a good time.
Yeah.
It's a really good time. And, you know, you singing at the top of your lungs. And
yes.
You're just in the moment. And mm-hmm. It all just makes sense in that moment. So,
yes, it does.
So, yeah. This is Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
So, we don't have school or work tomorrow. Woo! Good times.
Good times.
So yeah, Labor Day weekend, we not barbecuing or anything like that.
No, not really.
We just gonna stay in the house, stay cool, you know,
stay smooth.
Yes, not get up at the crack of dawn.
That's me.
Not getting up at the crack of dawn, you and your sister.
Yeah, it's
love
just
love to get up at the crack of dawn.
No, because I don't know why I keep waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning, because I usually just wake up at like 7:50 something, and
y'all be up at 6:30.
Yeah, but I don't know what's happening to me in my beauty sleep. It's like every time I eat something, it's really good, but when I can't like get enough of it, and if I get enough of it, then it just put me right to sleep. Like what?
Girl, you something else. But yeah, they wake up super early, and sometimes I do get up early. Even on like if it's an off day or something, because you really feel like you can accomplish a lot more throughout the day versus waking up at like 10.
Yeah.
And then you going right into the afternoon time, then you're going right back into the evening time, and you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like say if you woke up at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And now
9 o'clock is a decent time.
Yeah, it's almost like an hour away from the afternoon.
It's a few hours away.
Yeah, it feels like 3 hours away.
Yeah.
And then you say, it's almost time for the afternoon. And you feel so tired in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so tired. Seriously, I feel so tired. Seriously.
I know. And then you wake up and then you eat your breakfast. And then
we had a good breakfast, actually.
We did. We had a lot for breakfast. We had
hash browns,
biscuits, bacon, oatmeal. Well, eggs.
We already said eggs.
No, we didn't.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we had a full breakfast, so we was good through the whole service. Because sometimes I notice when I make, you know, like a small breakfast,
yeah,
our stomach be growling throughout the whole service. And
exactly.
we be feeling miserable. And I'm like, I don't want to do that no more.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was finished.
Oh, so do you want to get back to that scores?
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. Go ahead and talk about...
Okay.
Let's talk about something specific so you just don't feel like you got to talk about every single thing. So let's talk about the new subjects that you've been learning in school.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah. So the new things that I've been learning in school, well, I did not learn in my last school, is division.
Okay.
And I really, really love division and multiplication.
Good.
Because it's like when you add a number and then you add another number and then you just break it apart.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to do that.
Yeah, you divide the number up. Now, once I got past like basic division, multiplication, I didn't really go that far in math. Because that was not one of my strong subjects that I had. I used to keep like either... I used to have low grades. It was lower than a C. And what's lower than a C? What comes after C?
D.
Then what comes after E?
F.
Yeah, I used to keep D's and F's. And I don't know if it was just my brain was just not wrapping around...
Don't make that face.
I couldn't help it. I just could not wrap my mind around math. Like math was not English. I am an English girly to the end of the world. You know, English. I like science.
Oh my god,
I like social studies, and it was just like math was just like I was like, I don't know.
I'm a really a Spanish girl because I really, really love Spanish.
Leia is a Spanish girly.
Like, I'm going to say one sentence with Spanish. So my mom was like, you said it so fast. Keep saying it.
Yeah, you said it really clear.
Tú eres muerto, y'all. You are my other me. And me amo Daniel, a mí mismo.
Oh, what's that mean?
I respect myself.
Okay, alright.
And
then.
I really like.
What is como estás?
What?
Como estás?
Hello, how are you?
Well, if I said hola, como estas, that means hello.
Oh.
Como estas.
But, like,
What about ya tu sabe? Ya tu sabe!
That means hooray?
No, that's you already know.
So,
like, you already know. Ya tu sabe. Go ahead, sorry.
So, I'm just really, really trying to get my brain, because every time when someone talks, my brain talks with them.
Mine does that too.
Really?
Yes, mine does that too. It is so, like, it's like mind blowing. It's like as they're talking, your brain is like going along with exactly what they're saying.
Girl,
my brain do that too. I don't know what it's called.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, what is going on?
I don't know what it's called. I really don't.
But I just wish I could shift that to me.
What you mean shift it to you?
Like, speak the words out. Like,
clear as you can hear them. You can speak them as clearly as you hear them. I mean, you gotta do that. You'll get better with time when it comes to Spanish. You know, because going through a dual language program like that for school, that's a really, really, really good thing. It's going to open up so many doors for you and your sister when it comes to speaking English and Spanish. It's going to open up so many doors for you guys as far as when you get older.
Yeah, so I'm just really amazed by the Spanish class, because all of the class in third grade, because we're the highest grade except Clarendon, and all of the teachers in Spanish.
Okay.
And the kids only know Spanish in English.
Okay. Like, so you said y'all are the only, that's the school only goes up to third grade?
Yes.
And then you got to switch over to Clarendon?
Yes, for fourth grade and fifth grade and sixth.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's why the schools are connected then.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And every time when we be at lunch, they be right next to us.
Oh.
But there's a big wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I didn't know that. I thought it went up to sixth grade. I thought the school y'all was in went up to sixth grade, but anyway.
No. Not really.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, when it comes to speaking two different languages, it's a really good experience for you guys to go through that.
Yeah, it's just really weird when you when someone's speaking, because every time when you speak, I speak in my head like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think other people does that, but not really.
Okay.
But I think that other people can do it, because you gotta believe in yourself.
Oh, of course, girl. Exactly. Speak to them, girl. Talk your talk.
And when you can't believe in yourself, then what if you can do it? And that's how I feel. But sometimes when I get better and better and better, I get, like, more perfect and perfect. But you don't have to be perfect, because our body's not built perfect.
Okay. I follow you.
And if you are trying to be someone else, that's not gonna get you anywhere.
Oh, you better talk, girl. You better talk that talk. Talk that talk. Go ahead.
And this is what I learned in Miss Cassie. So every time when we take a test or do something like a paper work, and if you copy off their test, they might be wrong.
You're right.
And then if they might be wrong, then she'll notice the grades, because she can see our screens.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's not good to cheat off
somebody. Exactly. So if I cheat off of you, and then what happened?
Nothing. Go ahead.
And what if you were wrong and I was wrong? And then if I keep copying off of you,
you're going to keep it wrong.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep copying off of people, that's not going to, like, get your grades up. You're just probably going to get an F, D, E, C, B, not even a perfect A.
Okay.
And, like, every time in, like, middle school or high school.
Yeah.
And if their teacher gives them an F, a circle, and kids are just trying to make the F into an A.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I was just getting ready to say that, like, When I was in school, I used to see people change their grades all the time. Like, they would make it into an A or turn, like, a D into, like, a B. And then it's like, that is crazy because... I was too scary when I was a kid like that to do something like that. So I was just like, I'm just going to take this F and keep on pushing because it's not that deep to want to go through all that. But I think on our podcast episodes, we should do like a couple segments inside of the podcast. Do you know what a segment is?
Not really.
Okay, so every day or every time we do a podcast, we should do something that's not a part of like our actual, like the title of our podcast. So let's say like today is Sunday.
Yeah.
So we could do like Positive Message Sunday or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to do that today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so this positive message for Sunday is going to be for me is that no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard you feel like you are, no matter how hard you think that life is for you, you know, it's always going to be something that you can take from whatever you're going through. I had to learn this the hard way. I used to be like a why is this happening to me type of person, you know what I'm saying? And it used to cause me to have like anxiety, and anxiety just feels like it's always like up in my chest would get tight, and I would feel like I would just start worrying about a whole lot of stuff all at one time. So and it doesn't feel good, you know. It feels like you're by yourself, you know. It's just like life got you down type of thing, and it's always something better. Once you go through it, you got to grow through it, you know, because it's all, like I said, it's always going to be something for you to pull from. And life gets better after you get through something tough. Life gets better for you because you learn how to, like, for the next challenge you may have, you learn how to get through it from the previous one you had, because you like, okay, you know, I got through that one, you know, without... I stumbled a little bit. I fell a little bit.
Okay.
I fell short and stuff like that. But, you know, I got through it. So that's what my positive message would be.
So I am like seriously, I am serious about math. And I'm not playing with math because that is my favorite thing in school. Okay. And some people don't like math, but you have to learn math. Like, math, because okay. if you go into the fourth grade and they say what is two times one, and you already know this, but if you don't like math and you don't participate, then what are you going to get all the answers from your friends, from the teacher?
Okay,
then it's easy, because I thought it was hard, but every time when it goes by two, and like two times one, two times two, it goes by two.
I got a question.
Yes.
So what would be your positive message to somebody that's struggling with math right now? If it's a student or a kid that's listening to this podcast right now, what would be your positive message to them to get them to understand that it's okay to not always be good at math?
Okay, so the first thing is follow your dreams to math, and make sure you participate in every single math problem.
Okay.
And if you don't, then you're not going to learn it in fourth grade.
Okay.
So if you don't learn it in fourth grade, you can still be good.
Okay.
At it. Yeah.
So what if the student goes like, oh, you know, so I had a pop quiz today in class. Mm-hmm. And I did not do all that well or as good as I thought I would. What would be your advice to them?
Okay. Then if you didn't do all that good, and then what if your teacher says, if you're not done, you can finish it tomorrow, and you get another chance to do it. Okay. So when you get another chance to do it, and you practice and practice at home, and then you get better, and you put all the answers on your page, and then you just get better and better at home, at wherever you are. You got a piece of paper, a pen, pencil, get writing, and never stop math. Just keep following your math dreams and always participate.
Oh, girl, get me five. You, I don't know where you get all this good knowledge, girl. But you talking that math talk, which I don't know nothing about, because it's not one of my favorite subjects. But I'm learning from you today, okay? Because math was not it for me. So yeah, that's what we call a segment inside of. Go ahead.
Okay, so if you are a grown-up and you're listening to this and you know all about this knowledge that we're talking about, you should show your kids and hear about it.
Okay.
And if you show your kids, then your kids might believe in themselves and you. So if they believe in yourself, and as parents, the kids will tell you that you don't have to give up anymore because we have your back. And say if you you was working hard and then you failed one test.
Okay.
And you came back home sad, a little worried about tomorrow. And we'll say like, hey mom, dad, why are you so sad? And you said you failed one math. I mean, not math, one test, and they will say that no matter what you do, just keep pushing. And if you get one wrong, that's okay, because that doesn't mean you can give up on it. Yes.
All right. We're going to have to go ahead and wrap this episode up, because, girl, we didn't talk for almost 30 minutes. I mean, which is good. 30 minutes is good for a podcast when you first getting back into the groove of things. And it's almost nap time. So this is how we're gonna end it. I'm gonna reintroduce myself. So I'm gonna say, this is Jess, and you're gonna say,
this is Leia.
And I'm gonna end it by saying thank you all for listening to the Just So Random podcast. We will catch you all later. Bye.